Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Kim.
And I'm Penn. You may know us from our crazy family videos on YouTube and Facebook, those Christmas jammies.
Oh, those ones your aunt shares on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, a couple minutes long, meant to make you laugh. This is a podcast, much longer, meant to make you laugh and also make you think a little.
When you subscribe and leave a review, it helps people find us so we can bring our crazy to more people. And if you leave a review, we might read it here, like Trunky Elephant. She says, or he says, maybe, I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows what a Trunky Elephant is? Each week, I look forward to this podcast. It gets me to laugh out loud and learn something, too. Keep up the great work.
Okay, so coming up on this week's show, we're going to have a follow-up from our last podcast with Rachel and Dave Hollis. You should check that one out as well on the library where you get your podcast, but it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and also, just a quick note, we started a Facebook group. Search for the Holderness Family Podcast on Facebook. It's just like a small, intimate group. We can have a discussion, ask questions, get comments. Also, if you're listening, take a screenshot, tag us on Instagram. We respond to every single one.
And as is tradition, we start every podcast with a ridiculous and sort of bad song.
It's amazing.
Okay, everybody, ready to change your life? Get on your feet now. Time to start a podcast. Whoa, we're going to get help.
We're going to get help.
Because sometimes we don't communicate. We're going to get help.
We're going to get help.
Because daddy likes to procrastinate. We're going to get help.
We're going to get help.
It's been years since we went on a date. We're going to get help.
We're going to get help. We're going to get help.
So we went to get help.
We went to get help.
Mommy signed up for a seminar. We went to get help.
We went to get help.
We had to travel kind of far. It was kind of intense.
It was kind of intense.
But at least they had a bar. We're gonna get help.
We're gonna get help.
We're gonna get help. Woo! Do you feel it? I feel it too.
Oh my gosh.
Are you in the mood?
This is my favorite. I feel like I need middle-aged white man gospel music. Every morning.
Week. Wow. That could eventually become somewhat bad for us.
No, my gosh. Singer, I love it.
Well, I mean, I wanted to get people motivated, in the mood.
In the mood.
Ready to go for this week.
This one is going deep.
Really? See, I never really know how deep we're going until you tell me how deep we're going, particularly when it comes to this subject.
Our marriage. Well, as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast, Penn is taking the journey on personal growth and discovery.
I'm learning lots of new words like journey.
Reluctantly.
And growth.
I think what happened was I love self-help. I look at my personhood, the humanity in this human experience as a way to just simply experiment. You don't feel good? Try eating a different way. You don't feel good about yourself? Go exercise and try this type of exercise. So if mentally I am not feeling 100%, I want to attack it with, like, let's try everything.
Right.
And I, as you know, as we've discussed on this podcast, I have suffered from depression and anxiety. And so I will look at anybody who has, anybody gives me, if it's eat broccoli while standing on your head,
yep,
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you are very into personal growth and development. I think some of it stems from a general desire to be better.
Yeah.
I don't have as much of that desire. It's weird. And it doesn't mean that I'm lazy and content and lazy.
You're not a lazy person.
No, not
but
at all. I'm also just really happy with like the way things are going.
I know it is a mystery to me when people are really happy with themselves.
What is wrong with you?
When people, no, I'm kidding. I mean, but I'm also a little jealous when people are just, I'm just happy. Who are you?
Sitting right across from you.
I know. And I have called Penn my human golden retriever because he'll like sniff you and lick you and just in general love to be around you. But you have experienced areas in time. You've had depressive states.
Sure.
Yeah. And
we talked about it either the last podcast or the one before this, like during the hurricane, I got really bummed out and it was an alien feeling to me. And you were very helpful with that. Conversely, most of the time I'm really, really happy and I like to look on the bright side of things. It comes very naturally to me and I can do that inwardly on a level that makes me feel healthy. However, I think we got to a point where you and I were looking at not only our relationships, but also our business and the world around us in two very different ways. And you've probably known this for a while, but we finally kind of had to talk about that maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. And I think in a marriage or any relationship, you grow. And if you don't grow, it doesn't make sense to keep on that path, right? And so we as human beings are growing and changing. And if we're not growing and changing in the same general direction, I think for a marriage, it's pretty dangerous.
You're using a lot of self-help words here.
I've read a lot of books.
I want to just say that you are using some good lingo.
Well,
and I've learned some of it too. But
well, yeah. I've also lived it. Let's be honest. My parents, who I love and adore, did the very best they could. As soon as I left for college, and they were like, you know what? We're good here. And they got divorced. I should note that they are both now remarried to other people and very happily so. But I think that they didn't get married. They didn't walk down the aisle with the intention of getting divorced. I think they became different people. I think they grew apart. And so I get freaked out by that. So when it comes to marriage, I want to do that work, even if it means dragging you kicking and screaming down the personal growth lane.
So here we go. Let's talk about
personal growth lane.
Let's talk about it. I got dragged down personal growth lane this past weekend. Although I would say it was somewhat reluctant. I definitely realized once we had this talk, I think before we left, that you did want to have a partner in this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you and I want to, you know, I want you to be happy. And then also that, you know, I probably could be a better person. I never want to being content and being cocky. I hope you realize are two different things.
Absolutely.
I don't think I'm the best thing since sliced bread. I also think sliced bread is overrated. I would rather just eat a whole loaf of bread. I'm using the comedian.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm using class clown to divert from things. So here, let me get back on topic. We went to a marriage workshop called Rise Together with Dave and Rachel Hollis as the main event. They were the hosts, I guess, right, if you want to call it that. It was their first time doing this. Rachel is a personal growth czar. And has been for women for quite some time.
I would say guru. Czar sounds a little authoritative. Yeah, guru.
Well,
person,
she's
leader.
Juggernaut. Juggernaut. But this is her first time doing one of these seminars with her husband. So it was a couple's thing. And so we went. And before we get into the nitty gritty of that trip, we want to thank our friends at Care Of. They're a great sponsor. They support us. So please support them.
Care Of is an amazing company. They send monthly subscription vitamin service. So we exercise, we eat right, and we weren't really nailing the vitamin portion of our life. And they have this amazing fun online quiz. You can talk about your diet, your health goals, lifestyle choices. It takes 5 minutes and you can find out what vitamins and supplements you specifically need. 90% of people fall short of FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient.
Really?
Yeah. And you can take that quiz to find out what you need to get back on track. I actually checked with our doctor who's going to be on a future podcast, and Care Of alerted me I was possibly low on iron. It's true. We did blood work and I was low on iron. So I get
just from the questionnaire.
Well, I found out they're like, hey, you may be.
Yeah, but they confirmed it.
They confirmed
it.
That's
crazy.
Yeah. So, and it puts honesty first. CareOf provides all the research and supports each one of the recommendations, and it's backed by a scientific advisory board. So I get these monthly packets. I take one every day. And I have to say, the reason why I was never great at the vitamin game before is because I feel when I would take an iron supplement, it would mess with my stomach. But I have all sorts of like a probiotic blend that goes with it and digestive enzymes. So these are the first vitamins that don't wreck my stomach.
Is this why you're not napping as much as you used to?
I used to nap every single day. I was a tired person. I am not napping during the day. So go to takecareof.com, enter promo code Holderness for 25% off your first month of personalized CareOf vitamins. Again, go to takecareof.com, enter promo code Holderness, HOLDERNESS, for 25% off your first month of personalized CareOf vitamins.
I want to start by talking about kind of expectations versus reality when it comes to these things, especially if you've never been to one before.
Which we had not.
Right. And because we had done a podcast with Rachel and Dave, and they seemed so down to earth, and I didn't do a lot of research on them, I thought there would be like 8 people there, and that we were all just going to be able to hang out and do Trust Tree Falls in just like one small table. Holy cow.
No,
there were a billion people there.
Well, I had no expectations. I thought there would be, I had no expectations walking in terms of the format. I figured just because they're very popular people in this space that there'd be several hundred people there. That met my expectations.
Okay.
Yeah. So there were 200 couples, so 400 people, and I was very excited by that. To me, it looked like 400 people that are for one weekend or, you know, one full day at least to put their marriage first. And I think you and I have a good marriage, but wow, we could have an amazing marriage. So that was very uplifting. But and that's true. First of all, that's true. Something I will say, I hope there were some men that we met that were not thrilled with being there.
Yeah, I was going to say there was a wide swath of humans at this thing. And I'm going to tell a couple of stories about that. Are you okay with that?
I'll sit down, Uncle Penn. Yes, right here.
Wait,
tell
what?
Me a story.
What do you mean? Oh, okay.
Yeah, tell me a story.
Well, come on, right along, yeah, on my knee.
Ew, that's so...
No, we're married. It's okay. But the uncle thing's weird. Okay. Right. Okay, so we were on our way to the opening cocktail party where it was at a Mexican restaurant in downtown Austin, and it was an awesome time, and we met so many interesting people.
Awesome people.
Great people. We didn't meet these people, but we walked 50 meters behind a couple that were in a knockdown, drag-out fight, and it ended with the woman walking 10 steps in front of her husband for a good 100 meters with her right arm up and her middle finger extended backwards.
In our family, we call it the I love you finger. So maybe...
But not looking at him, just holding it up over her head and walking there. And we were like, oh, I really hope they're...
We're like, please don't go into there. Please don't go into that restaurant. Please don't go in. Oh, and oh, they're going in. They're going in.
And so I'm like, they walk in and I'm like, oh, honey, immediately anytime I see that I go project inwardly. I'm like, do you want to do that to me right now? Is that what you want to do?
But all of a sudden I was like, oh, wait a second. This isn't just like goofy, happy couples who need to have like a deeper discussion. This is, and it was, and I hate to even joke about it because there were several couples on the brink.
Yeah.
And that were, they were looking to this to provide some guidance on whether they should salvage their marriage. And it was, I was in tears listening to some of these stories, and it was, it was hard to, kind of digest.
I was terrified because again,
it's all about you.
Well, so look, there were guys there and some of them were, as you said, kicking and screaming. We were in the elevator on the way up. It was a cocktail party, so people had stuff to drink. And this is another guy had introduced himself to us, and he was downstairs
carrying a bag of Jimmy John's.
He had a bag of Jimmy John's, which hey, I celebrate Jimmy John's at 10 p.m.
I'm not a fan. Anyway,
I celebrated at 10 p.m. I'm not a, anyway. So we had a little bit of small talk, and I'm not sure how he knew that we were at the convention, but he did, because as the door opened, he did, like, you know how you can, like, drop the mic and say something just as you go off the elevator and no one can respond to it? So as the doors are closing and he's walking out onto his door, he yells out, "I'm here for my wife!
I'm only here for my wife.
Yeah,
I'm only doing this for my wife."
And the door closes and we're like, oh.
Oh, but he, so
he's, but he's there.
But
he was there. I feel like that's,
but he's there. And I think that, and I have to say, we met so many fun couples and from all different, so we'll get to kind of the meat of this in a second, but I would say most of the men, I think Penn Holderness may have been the only dude that was like, "Hey, let's go have a weekend in Austin."
I think I was in the 80th percentile. I think there were other, like, the, who were the, we met the Deckers. The Deckers were our new BFFs. Remember, they, like, I feel like the husband was, like, legit okay
with
being there. Yeah,
no, I, and I'm really generalizing here.
And Jake from Charlotte.
Yeah, no,
he was in it to win it.
Yeah, there was like these great, great couples just wanting to do it better, which is, and we did, I mean, we went in willing just to, you know, kind of do the work. I think, it did, but it got real. It got real.
Absolutely. So I feel like, to give this some structure, should we kind of take people through the day and kind of what we were thinking as it happened? Or
I think.
Do you want to just talk?
I think I'd like to talk.
Okay. You just want to talk.
Just want to talk. I think something that we knew, I knew because I read all the books, was a discussion on love languages and how you show your love. And I had done the test many times.
So have I.
Yeah. And, but sometimes just being reminded of that.
Right. We'd never taken the test together. We've had, our pastor, Christopher, who you've heard on these podcasts before, explain in detail that without even having to have us take the test, he knew what our love languages were. Mm-hmm. But we've never had a number to go with it. And that number is hilarious. Should I go get the notebook? Because, like, it's pretty funny. Like, we came home with a workbook.
Yeah, we came home with a workbook. But there's a website you can take a free test to find out your love language. And there's, you know, five different types. And mine, I'm tied, actually, with acts of service and then just quality time.
No, affirmation. Affirmation was your other one.
Quality time.
You should go get the thing.
I don't feel like it.
Well, so you're just going to make up what your love language is?
No, I know it's quality time.
Okay.
Yeah, because so.
Okay, guys, stand by. I'll be right back.
Okay. Is you and I on the couch, you and me on the couch, with a glass of wine, and we'll watch a show, or we're just sitting next to each other and, like, our elbows touch and, like, I know you're there. And so that's why when you went at, like, 8 o'clock at night, you're like, you know, Mitch wants to go play tennis, and you just leave. You're like, well, we're not doing anything. I'm like, oh, but we're having quality time. And that, so to you, it's not very quality if we're not making out.
Well, it's funny you said that, because you said when our elbows are touching. You don't like to touch unless it's intentional. Like, you don't like when we're in bed and my feet touch your feet or my arm touches your arm and you're trying to sleep.
I'm not a snuggler.
Even if we're on the couch, like, you said elbows touching, but you will retract your elbow, because let's go back through the numbers. Your numbers for words of affirmation. What was that number?
9.
That's pretty high. What was quality time?
11.
That's really high. What was, acts of service?
7.
That's pretty good. Okay. What was physical touch?
It's a little dark. I think it's 5.
It's a 3.
Or is it a 3?
That's a 3. Mean, yep. Okay. You're a 3.
Don't touch me.
So just to sum up, the woman that I love and that I married, she wants to hang out with me.
But not touch you.
While I do stuff for her.
No,
and tell her how awesome she is.
I want to hear how awesome I am.
Yes.
I want to be around you generally, but just don't touch
me. Yeah, and I am rewarded with nothing.
No, but I tell you. So that's the thing. So I show you love. My instinct is to, like, do things for you.
Yeah.
And to tell you how great you are. But that's not the way you receive love.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to go through mine? Okay. So you and I are similar. We are similar in one category. And I think this is attached to probably a little bit of insecurity. Maybe in both of us, and that is words of affirmation. I think if you need a lot of, because that was a 9 for me, that's pretty high, right?
Right.
Quality time, I'm a 3. I mean, I see you all the time. Maybe if, honestly, I'll bet, I'm going to say this out loud. I bet you if we didn't work together, that number would be higher.
Probably.
And it's not that I don't love working with you.
I mean, questionable.
But, you know, if we've been working all day and Mitch, my good friend Mitch, that you made up a few minutes ago, called and wants to, like, go play tennis, that gets me energy from without. As yes. You know, I'm an extrovert and it allows me to go kind of just get out and spread my – be energetic in some other way. And you see that as an affront to quality time. So, yes. By the way, like, we have these differences. I really enjoy talking about them and having a framework to talk about them. And yes. This week was a good framework. We never shouted at each other.
No.
We kind of laughed about it the whole time.
We did.
Because, moving on, acts of service?
Zero.
A zero. I don't need you to do anything for me except...
touch you.
That's a 12.
Make
it's
out.
The high, this is the highest number anyone, like the highest possible number. I'd never, like, we asked around the table. No one had above a 9 on physical touch. I'm a 12.
You are needing.
I'm needy.
You need some make out time.
Occasionally, yeah.
No. Aww, no. And so.
But that's, isn't that interesting? How like we're incredibly different on this scale.
So now I have to, and I am just a cold-hearted human because I in bed at night, this is a family show, but I will stack up pillows. Like I sleep surround. I need like the safety of a lot of pillows and 27 blankets. And so that is a not intentional barrier. And if I were single, I would have 27 pillows.
I feel like we should qualify that physical touch isn't just
making out.
Fourth base. It's just general, like holding hands,
right.
Putting my arm around you. I think on that other part of it, we're okay. Yeah. I do.
My mom listens. So let's like, turn
but
it down.
That may be the only time that I touch you over the course of like
so
a day.
I've been making an effort to give you a hug in the morning.
I know. That was very nice. You did that this morning. Did you like it?
Yes.
Are you sure? You weren't like, ugh. Smells. It's breath smells like.
No, but I've been making a bit like an effort, like sitting on the couch. I'm going to hold your hand. And
I bet you've noticed that I've been making an effort to do acts of service.
It's so funny. Every time he does he's like wiping down the counter. He's like, acts of service. He'll like take out the trash.
I shout it out as loud as I
can. Acts of service. Like I, however it works, whatever you do, you babe.
Well, how clean is my side of the sink lately?
I know.
I feel like I didn't realize that was such a thing for you, but I just like to keep toothpaste from 9 months ago, just kind of rotting on the surface of that thing. And,
But it's super hot when I see you like wiping down a counter.
And that leads to physical touch.
Yeah. Air horns.
Anyway, look, this stuff is all available on the internet. You can look up love languages and you can take a test. It was great to hear from Rachel and Dave to endorse it, but it was part of the framework of their message. It's something that anybody can do and it's really easy to understand.
And we've been through marriage counseling and that's something that Christopher has talked with us about, and we've done this test and we know it, but sometimes it's nice to be reminded. So maybe even just listening to this podcast, it'll be a reminder for you in your relationships.
The other test that we took, the mammogram or whatever it was called.
Enneagram.
I heard it as soon as it came out of my mouth. I realized I was wrong.
Different test.
So there's no such thing as a mammogram, but I think I put those two together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that test was a little more ambiguous. For us, right? It wasn't 100% clear. We're kind of all over the place.
I don't know what it says about me as a human being, but I'd like to contest the answers of that.
I think that's
a separate podcast.
I think that's what you landed on in the Enneagram. I think you were like an investigator or something. Like
pain in the butt. It's not.
We can do that in another podcast. People had asked us about our Enneagram and some of the.
And I think
comments.
That deserves a whole.
We're
going to
bring in an expert. We need an expert for that one. Bottom line, through all of this, through the tests and through the weekend, we're learning and we're at least I am coming to grips with the fact that I can go to one of these things and not be ashamed of it and I can get better.
Absolutely. And I think that we all can. And that's what we do. I think my issue with the internet sometimes is you see these, you know, before and after, and the after is celebrated, right? So the before, you and I or anybody listening doesn't necessarily have to hit rock bottom to make some big change. And the after, yeah, the after is great, but it never really stops. And I think the phrase we use in our house a lot because we're helping a sixth grader with math is show your work.
We use that term a lot.
Show your work. But I think that in life, you just got to show your work. And I think that that's what we are aiming to do with this podcast and our silly videos is just to show real life is not perfect and it's not easy, and it's easy for no one. The athletes that train, that training's not easy. I'm grasping to think of an actual athlete's name because I'm not into the sports.
Come on, you can
words.
Do it. You can do it.
Tom Brady.
Oh, of course.
He's married to Giselle.
That's why.
But it's not easy for him. Like nothing came. He worked really hard, as far as I know. Right? He worked really hard.
He works hard. He has a great trainer who right. may or may not be giving him HGH.
Stop. Don't. No.
Sorry. No, I don't think he is.
No, but
there's a thing going on.
And
about
that. He's married to Giselle. He's fine.
Yes, he is. He works very hard.
He works very hard. And I think in our marriage, you know, we are silly and we're goofy, but we are doing the work. And I remember getting married and somebody saying, oh, you know, make sure marriage is a lot of work. Make sure you work at it. And I was like, silly people, they don't understand. We're just so in love and that's enough. Marriage.
How long did that last?
I mean, there was like that first week was real.
The honeymoon. Yeah. So it lasted the honeymoon. And then we got home and our apartment was tiny.
Well, I.
That was it. Time to get to work.
I genuinely love you. And I genuinely.
I feel that. I feel that.
I love to be around you. But the work part is my own crazy town that I have to kind of process. And to be able to live around other human beings.
I think the big part of work for both of us, and probably for 90% of marriages, is being like throwing out the ego and the masculinity and the femininity and all the things that are attached to the role that you have as either a husband and wife, and being super honest and talking about things, including your shortcomings.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what this – not only is that what this weekend is about, ever since we made this decision that we are going to – I made this decision to go with you on being more open and honest and trying to better ourselves. Communication has been at the absolute forefront of it the entire time, like telling people what you want.
Yeah. And I think that that is something that it's so funny because you, without hesitation, would go to talk to a marriage counselor. And it almost, I think the analogy was like, hey, you go take a tennis lesson just to get your, you know, backswing. Backswing's a thing. Is it a backswing?
I just am curious whether you think it's one word or two.
Backswing. What is it?
It's one word.
Backswing.
It's not a backswing.
What is it?
You said you were going to learn how to play tennis this year.
I know. So
that was part of the deal, actually. But
you would go to a tennis coach to like work on your thing, and then and not because it's broken, just because you want to be better. So that's why we would go see a marriage counselor. And he has said, like, ask for what you, and we say that out loud too, like acts of service, and then like tell me what you want.
What you really? Yeah, we've been quoting these seminars and these books for the last week, and it feels weird to me. And as a male, I don't know if it's part of how I'm wired. There's part of me that feels like, oh, am I giving up my individuality by saying this, by becoming one of these sheep? And I'm using air quotes. It's a horrible term. People who want to get better shouldn't be considered sheep. But somewhere in the back of my head, that's what I think they are. So I'm asking that question. And after a week of it, I know that I'm in a better place with my marriage.
Right.
I know that I'm more motivated in my daily life. So who cares?
Right.
And I don't think I've lost my creativity.
And why do you think that when we have our marriage counselor on here, we always get emails? Love the emails, by the way. And it's such great feedback that, hey, thanks for admitting that you go to counseling. I'm trying to get my husband to go.
Why do I think that is?
Why is it that men are so, and I actually have a very dear friend who's trying to drag her husband into counseling. They could really use it. They're a great couple, but they could really use it. Why do you think that it's a thing men are reluctant to kind of.
Can I give some theories?
Yeah.
Okay. Theory number one. Men are the source of strength and they are the rock in the family. That is a traditional old belief, a limiting belief, I think is what they called it in the books. It is something that we think we are supposed to do. And if we waver from that and we become vulnerable and we admit that we have an issue that we need help with, that smacks in the face of our primary role of being the strong source of stuff. And I'm not ready for to be like on stage talking about this. No, are you okay, by the way?
No, I know. You think I have like pink eyes.
There's something wrong. Like, you look like you're about to start crying.
I promise.
Are you emotionally moved by what I just said?
That was when you ended the sentence with stuff. It really just that got to me, honey.
You guys, I feel like I'm going to take a picture of Kim, and we need to let me know whether you think she might have conjunctivitis right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. Okay, so that's probably the most obvious theory.
Well, so there's a macho, like, if I feel like I'm needing help, then therefore I cannot be the rock of this family.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so what is the language? Here's what I think is missing in all the self-help books I read, because I read them all, is the actual language that somebody should use. They want their husband to go to counseling or to go read a book, read a self-help book, or listen to a podcast. What is the language that would help you get there?
I can't remember. What did you say? You said, oh, you know what you did? Well, several things. You did the thing where you planted the idea in my head without telling me about it, where you kind of did like the mind control thing, where you slowly kind of talked about it slowly and slowly. And then you asked me to kind of think about it. And then you were more direct with it.
In terms of going to counseling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just to go to something like this. By the way, I have no problem going to counseling.
But this weekend, because Dave and Rachel Hollis kind of like threw out the invite and we're like, sure, we'll go. So like that wasn't anything I needed to convince you of.
That's true. But I'll tell you this. Counseling. I was more reluctant going to that than I would have been going to like an intimate one-on-one me and you couples
counseling.
That's what
I'm saying. And when it comes down to it, there's going to be more opportunities for somebody to go to counseling or read a book or listen to a podcast than there are to go to this weekend. So,
all right. So for that, good question. I think that when you phrase it like an intervention, and unfortunately I've been to multiple ones of those before, you know, that's this kind of classic method where you tell people why you love them, why they're hurting you, and then you give them an ultimatum, and on the other side of the ultimatum is estrangement. And it shouldn't have to come to that. You know what I mean?
But that's to me that's extreme.
I'm not saying that's what you should do. Oh. I'm saying that's kind of what guys are afraid is being said to them.
Oh, okay.
When they say go to counseling.
Okay.
I don't think that you should. The hope is that you would never get to that point when you're trying to ask somebody to go to counseling. I think the best way to get someone into it is to focus on the good things.
Yeah.
And then maybe move on to something that you would love to get better at. Hey, we're good at this. Imagine how great it would be if we were better at this.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to tell a guy, I'm a guy, man, we really are in trouble with blah, 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 and then you say six other things, you're not going to remember anything but the criticism. And you're going to mope, and you're going to say, well, what do I have to do? And then you're going to become passive aggressive, and then you're just going to be a pain in the butt for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like accentuating the positive, but man, like that's a tough question because every marriage is so different.
Yeah. But I think that just by the act of you talking about this stuff, it really, and the fact that you are willing to take this, whether you want it to or not, just like head down the path of personal growth.
Yeah.
I think it kind of normalizes it for dudes. So I think that's pretty cool.
Let's be honest with me. Like if I had said no to this, or I'd said, look, I don't really want to go to this, and we had gotten to a point where you needed to say, honey, we need to go to counseling. What would be the main reason why you would want us to go? Be honest, because I feel like we're in a pretty good place.
For a maiden.
Me and you. Yeah. Like we need to go see a counselor about our marriage because this is a deficiency right now. And we have a canyon between us.
I think our issue, and we're just being super honest here, is that we have very different visions. I think I am, in my former life, I was definitely a gypsy and I traveled around a lot. And so I am in a constant state of movement mentally, if not physically, meaning I am always seeking to grow and change. and I want to be better at something. I want to learn something. I want to try new something. I want to reach more people. I want to create more content. I'm happiest when I'm like making something, writing something, making a video on something, and I want to do it all the time. I'm a little bit of a workaholic like that. Whereas I think you in your past life were like a cobbler in a village and you were very, very happy. And I think that it's not that you don't work hard. You were the hardest worker I know. But I think that my issues recently have just been how we want our family to, like, what are we aspiring to be? Like, what are our goals and it's so weird to say it's a business because it's our family, but does that mean the kind of work I want to do we live in a different place? But if the kind of work you want to do, we need to live here. I mean, those are big discussions. So those are the things that when we talk about how do you grow together, mm-hmm. I think it's an amazing problem to have, because right now that's our biggest problem is how do we grow?
Well, yeah. And the crazy part about all that is you were talking about our business more than you were talking about our relationship there, it seemed like.
That's where that is very tricky, because I was actually talking about our relationship, but then
our line terms. Is blurry as heck when it comes to
and
those
that
two
and
things.
That is a problem, because also
I think it's a problem too.
I think it's a problem that we don't when we go out on a date night, these sort of like, oh my gosh, I got this great idea for a video, and that's. Yeah, it's fun to talk about, and it's fun, and we're so lucky we get to do this as a job. But then that, I don't ever, ever, I would rather be married to you than work with you. And so how do we protect ourselves? So I think what it's come down to in the last few weeks, we've decided, like, we have very different goals, and so we're going to do very different things. Like, I'm going to work on some, like, you know, more of one type of video, and you're going to be so focused on music. Which I am tone deaf, and I love your music, and you need to be doing more of that. So I think that just you being open to kind of growing and changing has allowed us to kind of separate things a little bit and have more clear lines, and that's going to help our marriage, I think.
Did you solve it, honey? Are you good?
Well, no, but you have to be, you said out loud recently, I've realized that my biggest issue is thinking I'm the only person that can shoot a video or edit a video that I can get help. And so now that we're getting help from people, it's going to clear a lot of stuff up.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's going to be interesting. So, and we're going to talk about this on the podcast to come, but we are about to be legit separated for 3 weeks.
I know.
And it hasn't happened this kind of separation hasn't happened since before we were kids.
Kids.
Before we had kids. Excuse me. I've got 10 hours of rehearsal a day for this for this musical that I'm doing. And you're going to be kind of on your own running the day to day for this. Why did I agree to do this again? Is
because
this going to help
amazing.
Us?
It's amazing. It's the Rocky Horror Show. It's going to be in Raleigh.
Yeah, I'm going to have
tickets.
A blast. I'm just like
I'm sure we've shared a link to tickets. You're going to have, because it's amazing. And here's the thing. It's going to connect you to people in this. I love theater people.
To creatives.
Yeah. Theater people are my favorite kind of people. So it's going to connect you to creatives in our area. You want to write a musical. It's going to put you in, you're going to be performing in a musical. It's going to get the juices flowing. I'm so excited. And honestly, we do see each other a lot. It'll be good for us. I love you.
I love you so much, but you just talked about the quality time.
I know.
And you know what, honestly, maybe this will be more quality because I'm talking quantity. You're talking quality.
You're talking making out. And, yeah. Yeah.
So funny. Every time I say something, I'm like, is that a catchphrase? Should I start being Tony Robbins?
Gosh, you want to make a t-shirt.
Should I start being Tony Robbins?
Immediately, I'm like giving Penn stacks of books to read. And he's like, I think it's also hard to.
I'm not going
to
read them.
I know.
I would much rather listen to you tell me what to do at this point. And Dave and Rachel can help a little bit. And we're good.
I'm going to get you a vision board.
If you put a vision board anywhere near me, that's like
why
this.
Why not?
We tried this before.
Did we?
Yeah, you need my I have a psychological an anti secret. I did an entire podcast on it, and you need it sometimes.
No, I don't.
When we go,
no.
When we go on vacation, sometimes different. You need anti secret.
No, that's different though. I'm talking about life goals.
I got them. My entire brain is a vision board. I don't need to look at it.
I think you're wrong about this. In our next podcast, we're going to talk about Penn's vision
board. I'm not doing a vision board.
He's doing a vision
board. I'm not doing a
vision
board.
We're going to compromise. We're going to compromise. Ready? We're going to compromise.
Okay.
On you doing a vision board.
Go on.
You're going to do a vision board.
That's not a compromise. By the way, does anyone want to guess why I went on this self-help trip? Self-help growth journey, personal growth situation. Because you said, and like just a little piece of information, we were talking about quality time. I have become a tennis addict. I love the sport of tennis. It makes me happy. And we have this group of people who are friends of ours and their wives and husbands, and they all play together. And it's this really cool, like, social outlet, and you get to get out and meet people. And Kim said, I'm going to learn how to play tennis if you go to this thing.
How many lessons have you gone to? No. Not this thing, because you were fine to go.
If I commit to do this thing.
You mean self-help thing?
Yes. And I have committed.
Okay. I have not taken any lessons, but I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm going to. Okay. I just need to find a really... It's so hard. Because...
This is not a relatable problem. We're going to talk about it anyway, because sometimes you're just not relatable. Sometimes you just live a weird life.
Well, no. So here's the thing, is that everybody... I love to learn. I love to be all that. And I'm a relatively athletic person-ish. But I am not a country club person. I grew up in an area.
Neither am I, by the way.
I know, but I grew up in an area that was like anti-country club. And so when you grow up with no money and you see the country club kids, you immediately get judgy as a defensive. Like, mm-hmm. You get defensive to be judgmental, like, ugh, they're so stuck up. And so now all of a sudden, I have kids who love tennis, and I have a husband who loves tennis.
But neither of us love country clubs. We don't like hanging out and saying, we like to go out there and smack the bleep out of a yellow ball. It feels great.
I know. And I look, so here, Serena, Lola loves tennis because of Serena Williams.
That's right.
Is she a country club person?
No.
Absolutely not. So I think that it's my hang up. This is where I need self-help. It is my hang up about getting over the fact that not every country club person is, or every tennis player is some sort of snobby rich kid. Because I think I was made fun of by some snobby rich kids.
Dude, I grew up 100 yards away from a swanky tennis country club, and all of my friends went there.
Except for you.
Well, we didn't have the money.
And your parents were ballers, or are ballers, and they refused to join it because they didn't, at some point.
They were discriminatory.
The club was discriminatory.
They were.
And your parents were like, we are not going to be a part of that. And so they're ballers. But that's what I'm talking about. Like that culture of discrimination and all that.
I'm not asking you to join the culture.
But it doesn't exist. Like the place where you play tennis, they are the realest, most wonderful people in the whole wide world.
Yep.
So lovely.
Yep.
I'm friends with these people.
Yep.
But I just can't get over it.
Yep.
I know.
And yet you're asking me to make a vision board. That's how we're going to end it, guys. I feel like we started out with this really good situation where we were feeling good about our marriage, and we're back to where we started. We're taking a stand. I love you, honey. We got to go get the kids.
Oh, yeah. Carpool.
Yeah, okay. It's 2:56. We got
to
go.
Okay. I love you, honey.
Thank you so much. To you, I love you. I love you so much.
But I love you who you're listening.
I love you even more than I did last week or the week before, and I'm super proud of myself.
If you are actually still listening to this podcast, take a screenshot and show me, and then tag us on Instagram. Show me that you made it to this marker of the
Yeah, the and podcast. Tell Kim to go. We seriously, or I can go. Yeah, I'll go. We have to pick him up in 3 minutes.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.